Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, it's Trina Mara. Now, I want to talk to you today about your bone health. This is in association with the Irish Osteoporosis Society, and Orla Walsh is with us today. Hello, Orla, how are you?
Hello, and thank you for having me on. It's such an important topic that could potentially affect everyone in Ireland, but it's a particularly important topic for women.
Tell us your background, first of all. I know you're a brand ambassador, but tell us what it is that you do from day to day.
I'm a registered dietitian, so I'm a specialist in nutrition, and one of my areas of expertise is bone health and what we can do to make sure that our bones are lovely and healthy and also that they stay lovely and healthy as we age.
Absolutely, particularly for women, because once we hit that menopausal age, that's when we really need to make sure that our bones are well. And there's no way of knowing, sure there's not, if your bones aren't healthy.
No, osteoporosis has no signs or symptoms, and it's often referred as the silent disease for that reason. And that's what makes it so important to take control and act now. And we really want every woman, especially over the age of 65, to have a chat to their GP about a bone health plan, because they might require the likes of a DEXA just to check the density of their bones and see how healthy they are. And that will dictate the plan for them, because every person is different and every body is different, and the plan will be tailored to that person.
So these DEXA scans, how does one go about getting one of those? Would you have to be referred to get one?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important to talk to your GP. They will look at all risk factors and everything with regard to you and your potential bone health, and they'll make a decision on what's the best course of action for you. But I suppose everyone needs to think, well, what could I be doing now to be helping my bones? And diet is part of it. It's not the only part, but it is an important part. And one of the most important things is certainly making sure you get enough calcium. And for that, we heavily rely on dairy. It's such a great source of calcium, a bioavailable calcium, but it gives lots of other bone-healthy nutrients like phosphorus and protein. But once we're having enough dairy, so maybe 3, 4, 5 portions of dairy a day, which is a delicious sounding target for me because I enjoy milk and I enjoy yogurt and cheese.
Yeah, no bother to
as
me
well
either.
As ice
no
cream
bother.
And custard.
Oh, yes, for our health. The ice cream is for our health. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, exactly, for our health. But the other things that are important would be the likes of magnesium, which are from green leafy vegetables. And you'll get vitamin K there too. And they're also important nutrients. And I suppose you can't talk about calcium and these nutrients and not talk about vitamin D2. So vitamin D is often referred to the sunshine vitamin, but we don't necessarily get enough of it in Ireland. And that's often something that we need to consider supplementing. And how much we need to take will differ from person to person, but your GP will be able to advise you on that as well.
Is there a possibility of having too much vitamin D, or is that not a thing?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why the supplement needs to be tailored to you. Often adults in Ireland need 15 micrograms a day, especially during winter months, so Halloween to St. Patrick's Day. There are some foods with vitamin D in it, such as fortified milk, but oily fish provide some vitamin D as well as eggs.
Okay, lovely. I love my eggs as well. Fantastic. Also, I guess with the spring and everything, we're all feeling a little bit more positive. When it's so gloomy in the winter, it's hard to think ahead and think of the lovely bright days and everything. But now is a good time for new beginnings. And if your diet hasn't been great, to maybe look at it and include all these foods that you've mentioned.
Yeah, and a lot of what I'm suggesting isn't reinventing the wheel. It's lots of foods that many of us enjoy eating on a regular basis. We just need to make sure we're doing it a little bit more often. But a good place is to start with dairy and making sure you're getting at least 3, if not 5 portions a day. So for some people that might be, for example, if they're still having porridge, make it on milk, add some yogurt, having some cheese in their sandwich. And another thing that I encourage people to do is, instead of having butter, have cheese instead, or having the likes of a soft cheese or a cream cheese either. So there's lots of things that we can do to make sure we're getting enough, a hot chocolate, or, for example, changing your favourite coffee to a milkier coffee, such as a latte or cappuccino instead.
It's amazing the amount of people who have been admitted to hospital after, say, breaking their hip and realising then that there was a problem with their bones, because you don't know until you have a break.
Yeah, and that's why we're getting women over 65 or encouraging them to go to the GP to have a chat. Because a startling statistic is that 1 in 5 women die within 1 year following a hip fracture. And that's why it's important to know what the health of your bones is today, so that a plan can be put in place to make sure your bones improve with time, or to even know how healthy your bones are to begin with.
And is osteoporosis, is that something that could be hereditary, or is it all about your diet and what you're having?
Yeah, absolutely. So genetics plays a role, certainly. And if, for example, your mother or your sister has osteoporosis, it is something that needs to be considered within your bone health plan. However, unfortunately, up to 7 in 10 women with osteoporosis don't know they have osteoporosis because there's no signs and symptoms. That's why it's so important to go and talk to your GP, regardless of whether there's a family history or not.
Yeah.
Because there's other things that actually can increase your risk, and lifestyle factors is one of them. So a lot of the healthy tips that I would be suggesting for bone health would also be healthy tips I'd be suggesting for other aspects of our health. But I suppose the benefit of eating well for your bones is that a lot of suggestions I'm making are just so delicious and tasty and, yeah, and relatively easy to achieve.
Okay, so tell us, Orla, before you go, the top food items that we should be throwing into our supermarket trolleys if we're going shopping today.
Well, certainly milk, yogurt and cheese, and all different types of cheese, soft cheese and hard cheese, they all supply calcium. I would encourage you to have nuts and seeds and green leafy veg, because you want to be getting in magnesium and vitamin K, and then some eggs and some oily fish for your vitamin D.
Okay, lovely. So a bit of salmon or something like that. Very nice.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or sardines in a tin, because they would also provide some calcium.
All right, so there you have it. Especially if you're over the age of 65, you really need to be taking care of your bones and going to your GP, getting it checked out. And do remember, for more information on osteoporosis and bone health, you can visit your local GP or the Irish Osteoporosis Society website, which is irishosteoporosis.ie. Thanks so much, Orla Walsh.
Thank you.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.